Good morning and welcome to Citizens Claims Committee's June 18th, 2026 meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 11 a.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens Board and committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chairman Beck Smith, may I proceed with the roll call?
For sure.
Thank you. Chairman Josh Beck Smith,
Here.
Governor Jason Butts,
Here.
Governor Aaron Knight,
Here.
Governor Frank White, and Mr. John Palmquist.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thanks, Sherry. And good morning, everybody. It's been a couple months since we've gotten together, and so I appreciate everybody jumping on. This should be a short and sweet agenda this morning. So I do appreciate everybody jumping on. Let's go ahead and kick it off. Everybody should have gotten a copy of the prior claims committee meeting minutes from February the 19th. Hopefully everybody's had a chance to take a look at those and review. If there's any questions on there, I'll pause for a second.
Motion to
Otherwise, I'll
approve the minutes.
thank you. Can I get a
Second.
second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Next, Mr. Adams, I believe we have one thing that I believe all of the committee members have also gotten a copy of prior to. This is on our update on the appraisal and the ADR services. I don't know if there's anything you want to go over on that. I believe everybody's got a copy of the ask from the Citizens team. But if there's something you want to mention, otherwise, I'm going to ask you to maybe go ahead and read the recommendation and then we'll go from there.
Chairman, for the record, this is Jay Adams. I would like to make an announcement if that's okay with you concerning Mr. Palmquist.
Sure, please.
Okay, I'd like to announce to the committee members today that John Palmquist will be serving his last meeting with us. For those of you that don't know, John's been our market advisor since this claims committee was established, I believe, back in 2002. I've been doing this for 17 years, and I don't know that I have ever seen John miss one of these claims committees. He has a lot of times helped us reach quorum, and I do want to thank him sincerely. His wisdom and his guidance to the staff has been invaluable over the years. And John, we really hate to see you go, but we wish you the best.
Well, thank you very much for those very kind words, Jay. It 21 years goes by fast, and it's been a pleasure and a privilege working with Citizens, the Board of Governors, and serving the policyholders of the state of Florida. And Jay, you've put together a tremendous team, and I've enjoyed working with you and the team. And thank you for putting up with me for all these and my questions for all these 20 plus years.
Yeah,
Thank you.
greatly appreciate it. So thank you
Thank you.
very much.
I would
And
echo that as well, Jay. Jay, thank you for bringing that up. John, obviously, we've been working together for the last few years that I've been on the board, and I know Governor Butts and Knight and Shelton and White, I speak for them as well. But we appreciate your insight, the questions. We have certainly had a lot of questions around this committee from all committee members through the years, but it's about the insight into the claims process. And you certainly have a distinct knowledge of that from your background. And so I guess my only hope is hopefully we get that handicap down on the golf course maybe a little bit more, maybe go watch a little bit more football, right?
That would be good. My handicap is me on the golf course.
Well, thank you for your service. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
it.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh, for the kind words. I appreciate that.
All right, Jay, we'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Good morning, Chairman Beck Smith and committee members. I do have one consent item that I need to bring forward today. It's the appraisal and ADR services, and I will read this, and if there's any questions, I'll be glad to entertain it. This consent item seeks board approval for additional contract spend under the contract for appraisal and alternative dispute resolution services. The contracts provide experienced appraisers to represent citizens in the appraisal process for catastrophe and non-catastrophe losses throughout the state of Florida. The board previously approved the contracts on December 7th of 2022 with a spend authority of $74,200,000. And what we're asking for today is to increase that $74 million to $174,200,000. And this significant increase is really related to two things. One, citizens, we didn't anticipate all of the policy growth we would have as we approached that 1.2 million policies. And number two, we don't budget typically in these action items for any catastrophe activity. And as you all know, we've had Hurricane Ian, Debby, Milton, Helene, and all of those have added up. Matter of fact, in 2025, we processed in excess of 15,000 appraisals. And again, that is the driver here. This is one of our strategic initiatives around litigation reduction. And this helps us to reduce our defense cost spend. Anything that we can settle through the ADR process or appraisal is binding. And that means that it cannot go over into the litigation realm. So this is helping to drive our overall defense costs down as well. So this ask is to carry us through the end of the term of all contracts, which would be December 7th, 2030. And with that, I'll just ask, is there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I had a question and or more of a comment, I guess.
Please, John, go ahead.
Sorry, Jay. I was trying, I promised I wasn't going to ask myself, I wasn't going to ask you questions. I just have a clarification. The contract term length says it's ending on March 12, 2027. Is that correct?
You are correct. I am incorrect. We brought it to the board on December 7th. The term is March 12th. So that'll end on March 12th, 2030.
Not 2020. For the record, it says 2027. So.
So this extra ask that we're making is to cover the current contract term, which ends on March 12th, 2027. But
Okay.
there are 3 1-year renewal options that would carry us all the way to March 12th, 2030. And all I'm trying to make sure that the members understand is this 100 million ask is for the term to end in 2030.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question. Jay, this is per appraisal that is ordered, right? So effectively, we are approving the spend only if needed.
That's correct.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right, seeing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Make a motion to approve.
I second.
Second. All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right, motion carries. All right,
Thank
Mr.
you.
Adams, anything else, Jay?
No, sir, that would conclude the staff presentation for today.
All right. Well, I don't, if there is any new business from the committee. Seeing none, once again, Mr. Palmquist, we would like to thank you for your years of service and appreciate all of the expertise that you've been able to bring to this committee through the years. You don't very often find somebody who gives it. By the way, this job doesn't pay very much, I hear. So the volunteer on this for 20 plus years. So on behalf of the entire claims committee and behalf of citizens, more importantly, the taxpayers of the state of Florida, thank you for everything you've done for this organization. We appreciate
Thank
it.
you, John.
Thank you all. Thank you all very much and best of luck.
Very much
Hopefully it'll be
appreciated.
a hopefully it'll be a quiet hurricane season.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. And with that, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Everybody have a great 4th of July, and board members, we'll talk next week at the board meeting.
Take
Thank
care.
you.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Bye-bye.